want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is wedge salads. There are some dishes that seem to harken back to what many trendistas might feel are better left to previous times. I'm not sure what exactly kicked head lettuce to the curb when I was a young chef coming up the ranks. It might have been the migrant strikers led by the amazing Cesar Chavez in the 1970s that made me first associate head lettuce with pain. Or it might have been something I read that Alice Waters wrote about it, making it seem very unchic at a time when America was falling in love with the type of salad she basically led the charge with at her legendary restaurant Chez Panisse, a mescaloon salad. It seems so much more exotic and enlightened than slashing iceberg lettuce into wedges, hence the name, and dumping a bottle of a dressing of questionable health benefits on it. But as the axiom goes, what's old is new again. Or another way of putting things is, the older I got, the more I got over my disdain of many things. I'll gladly take a really cold, crisp wedge salad with excellent blue cheese dressing and proper bacon bits over a wan mix of pre-washed gourmet greens in a bland vinaigrette. But there are also times when a restaurant reimagines a dish like the wedge. Arguments abound as to whether the classics should be reconfigured, but if done right, there are a number of classic movies that have been successfully redone with love and sincerity that have gotten it right. I wonder if Quentin Tarantino ever made a wedge salad. We go to a restaurant in Wynwood that we really enjoy. I'm not sure it can be easily summarized as to what genre of food it is, but we go back again and again, and that says how we feel. The place is spelled K-Y-U and pronounced Q. If you guessed that elements of Asian ingredients might be at hand with a name such as this, you would be right. Wood grilled and smoke cooking, too. And a wedge salad. I usually get my wife, Janet, and I a glass of the very food-friendly Spanish wine named Albariño. Recently we went, and their wedge salad arrived, and it was a version that fits the new century we are in. Elements included sesame oil, nori seaweed, cubes of a mild gorgonzola cheese, juicy pears cut into thin matchstick shapes, and, praise be, head lettuce cut into the classic wedge shapes. I was chatting with fellow chef and friend Jeffrey Brana about the elliptical aspects going on in our restaurant world these days. 4-star fine dining chefs are heading into the realms of what are now being called fast casual restaurants. No one has made more of a splash in this than the New York City-based restaurateur named Danny Meyer with his global Shake Shack empire. He started it as a near lark, and boom, he hit a nerve. Nordic chef Magnus Nilsson has taken on the world of hot dogs. Former pastry chef Brooks Headley, once a key part of the Mario Batali cosmos, has opened up an inventive spot in New York City named Superiority Burger, which is solely vegetarian. Both sound enticing. As for me, I'm thinking of giving a Chinese chicken salad, the warhorse of many a Fern Bar restaurant circa 1985, new wings. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I like eating salad. I like eating salad. I like eating salad. Thank you for the salad.